Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to thank you all for joining Advent Light this evening, and I will begin with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee, Father, to offer up Advent Light ministry to You, Lord, to thank You for this prayer line. And to ask you, Father, to lead and guide us on the prayer line. And we pray, Father, for each and every sisters and brothers that come to join us. May they give you the glory and the honor and praise. And may we come here, Lord, that we should share scriptures and prayers and reading, all these things to glorify thine holy name. Father, we come to thank you, thanking you for the blessing of our Savior, our Creator, our Father, which art in heaven. We come to thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this prayer line and the brothers and sisters that we might come here and worship you and fellowship with you today. So thank you, Father, as our brothers and sisters come to the prayer line. I'm asking that you touch their heart and may they be blessed tonight to receive your word. And we just thank you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we thank you and we welcome you to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And we will read our scripture by God's grace. We wait until our brothers and sisters join us. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for the word of God. And I'm going to read this scripture, brothers and sisters. Amen. It's coming from Psalms chapter 34 and verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen, brothers and sisters, as we come to the Lord in fear and trembling of the heart, knowing that he is our creator and he the one that help us and wake us up and and lead and guide us and keep us. And we should fear our God, but not the fear that we should be so afraid of him, but the fear of keeping his commandments. Amen. So we just thank you, brothers and sisters. And we're going to have a reading from Sister Katie. She will share with us this evening. So I will open up Sister Katie line. And brothers and sisters, I just want to share with you also, we had a meeting today. And we had a meeting that God really led. And we just asking our brothers and sisters to be patient with Advent Light Ministry host, because we are now trying to get some organizing according to the Word of God. So we want to ask that you press 1, and the hand going to just let me know that you want to share. So we're asking you to press 1, but we're going to open Sister Katie line first, because she will offer up a reading for us, although that, let me open her line first, brothers and sisters. Sister Katie, we opened the line for 804. Yes, your line is open. And do you have that reading for us this evening?
What reading was that?
Okay, you can read from, amen, and I told you I was going to text it to you. So I want you to read, I want you to read from Matthew, sister. And I was real busy this evening, so let me get my scripture. And I want you to read Matthew's chapter. This is the scripture. Okay, I want you to read Matthew's chapter 10. It's about the 12 disciples. Read verses 5 through 7. Amen? Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 7.
Okay, and these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go not rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Here's amen. And you can stop there, sister. That is just the word that I wanted to just to read there, sister, saying Jesus sent out his 12 and telling them what to go do. And now as we are being here on the prayer line, we're not the 12, but we are God's disciples, and that we should go and tell the world that the kingdom of God is at hand. So, Sister Katie, I want to thank you for reading that those scriptures for me. And we're going to continue, because the first person have lift their hand up. And this is how it's been organized by the board, that we will be bringing people on, brothers and sisters, or you can say the guests on, and we will ask our brothers and sisters to get involved on the prayer line, because we don't want to be just the ones just saying everything. We want our brothers and sisters to be involved in sharing and be able to read scripture, sing songs, and telling others, because everybody should be involved, okay? So thank you so much, Sister Katie. As I open your line another time, that you can share and take your 3 minutes, and you could either give your testimony, or you can sing a song. This is what we are doing. You can sing a song, give your testimony, or reading. You have get a reading for the prayer line so you can give your testimony and a prayer request when you press 1 and we can open your line. Amen? But we're going to go to our first caller that pressed 1, and that seemed like Brother Rick. I will open your line. Amen?
Amen.
1-877-744, your line is open.
Yes, thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. And it's good to hear Sister Katie on there. This last week was a hard week. God is working on each one of our hearts as time draws closer and closer to his coming, and we have to be open to that calling, to that leading that he's doing. And normally when I work, I have my son that helps me, and I have one other guy that helps us. So usually 2 or 3 of us have a job at once, and that's all. We don't work with a lot of other people. But we got working on a new house for a friend of mine, and we got to work the other morning, and the whole driveway, there's probably room for 6 or 7 vehicles in the driveway. Well, they parked 3 of them in there in such a way that nobody else could get in the driveway. So I had to park way down the road, so I wasn't happy to begin with. I had to walk in and carry all my tools and everything, and I'm just stewing about that, and, that's not a fair place to be upset about things like that. Well, we get into the house, and they've got their stuff everywhere. They got their stuff throughout the whole house, plus in the room that we were working in, and they took all the power, so I had to run a new cord all the way down to the other end of the house to get power. I'm just not happy, and they got a radio playing, blasting out rock music, so I was really unhappy, and they're cursing and carrying on, and I'm just stewing the whole time, after they left, and it was nice and quiet again, the Lord started speaking to me. He said, I want you to be a witness to these people. I don't want you to be mad at them, angry, because, they probably don't even know that they're being a bother to you. And, or they're here to work just like you. And, so the Lord was speaking to me. So one day when I go, I'm going to have to be much more careful about how I act and react around people. The Lord was speaking to me all weekend, telling me these things. Like, Lord, I didn't even realize that, God is working, brothers and sisters. He's working on our hearts. He's working on our characters, and we have to allow him. When things start bothering us and we start doing unchrist-like things, we have to stop and turn around and say, Lord, what am I doing? Help me, because I can't help myself, sister. I when I start going off, there's nothing I can do to help myself except return to Jesus. And that's what I had to do. And I am going to pray tonight that, God will continue to work in my heart. And next time when this situation arises, that I won't get upset. I'll be pleasant. I'll be happy no matter what. Because you know what? We have a lot worse things coming. People are going to be persecuting us, and doing all kinds of things to us. And if we want to be like Christ, we cannot react in an unchrist-like manner. So I just want to urge my brothers and sisters to, when the Spirit is speaking to you, when things aren't going your way, just lift up your prayers to God. And you know what? He will start talking to you, not in an audible voice. He didn't come down and talk to me face to face, but I knew he was talking to me because I could hear him speaking in my mind, and he just wants me to be a witness, not a witness in a good way, not a bad way. So I'm just thanking him that he's there working, sister, and I know that he's working in me, because if he wasn't in me working, I'd still be mad. So just encouraging our brothers and sisters, pray to the Lord. He will lift you up. And, we had a great service in our church this past week. I just so appreciated our pastor's sermon. And the brothers and sisters there, it was just amazing. And thanking the Lord for his goodness. And thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Just want to lift up my family in prayer, Sister, wife and children, my daughter Ashley, and just please pray for us, and we'll be continue praying for each one of the people in the prayer line. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, you know we got to lift up our brother in prayer because we see that the stress and the struggle that he had to go through. So we're most certainly going to lift that up in prayer, Brother Rick, because, and not only just this day, as we are into prayer during the week, Brother Sister Power and Sister Stephanie and all of us, we're going to be constantly lifting you up in prayer that the Lord keep you.
Amen.
Because it's just coming in contact with so many people could be a havoc, you know, because people don't understand. They don't understand, Brother Rick. So we definitely need to lift you and keep you in prayer during your time of work. Amen. So thank you for coming
amen.
On and sharing. Now we're going to go, amen, we're going to go to the next caller. It is 518-951. Your line is open. Amen. Give me just a second. 518-951. Amen.
Good evening, my dear beloved sister. Good evening, brothers and sisters in Advent Light. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I want to give God praise for all the things that he has done, and I can say that, you know, he is truly to be praised. I was reading this day, today, and this chapter is about pain, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, being able to rock pain. And to live in this sinful world is the experience, and with less comes pain. We saw all what is happening, pain in sickness, pain in debt, pain in every state turn of the way. We see that people are in pain, and no one wants to go through that, even though healing often requires it. Too often we have the stubborn temptation that says, don't think about that. It will only cause you pain. So if we refuse to go there, we refuse to be ill. Brothers and sisters, although we are going through pain in every way, pain in going to the doctor when we heard, you know, various things, that diseases that come upon us, we have been listening and hearing, even on this prayer line, that our brothers and our sisters going through pain. But you know what, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line? We know that Jesus go there for us, right? We saw what he has done for us, and we know he goes to his Father, and he's always asks his Father for help. Jesus did go there, and he said, yes, just a few hours earlier. We remember this story when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, each of his disciples, and that was an act that astonished the 12 disciples. They believed that it was Jesus, right? And all-conquering one, the Son of David, the deliverer of Israel. He had broken bread with them, my dear brothers and sisters. And not only share a meal, but all share some troubling thoughts for some reason, right? But we understood what took place with the 12, that one leave, and that was Judas. He left before the meal. Right? And it was such a puzzling thing to Jesus. But the imagination of Jesus, he focused on something outside of that room. And he said, now is the Son of Man be glorified. And we find the story in John 13:31. Brothers and sisters, we are going to go through these pain. We are going to go through tribulation. We are going to go through persecution. But we know by the grace of God, if we hold on, Jesus will carry us through. He had gone through it for us. And we do know with this story that, you know, after he looked upon the pain and all the things that he has done, right, and even the night when he was going to Gethsemane, go in the garden, he went into the garden with his three faithful brethren, and said, this is the hour I have to go to set aside to go to pray to my Lord to give me the strength that I will overcome. And all of us know this story. But you know what, my dear beloved sister and brothers, although we're going through the pain, although we're going through distress, although we're going through death, but we have death in our family, children, not accepting Christ the way in which we would like, God is able to keep us, and he is the one that we have to keep our eyes. So let us turn our eyes upon Jesus, and he will carry us through. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Continue to pray for the family, all of the family, our church family, this group here, Advent Light family, and continue to let us be faithful to God. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Oh, my, as you have said it, we got to keep our eyes on Christ because we will go through persecution. And just little things that will nag you or work on our nerves. And these things, we got to, like Brother Rick said, stay focused. So I just want to thank God for all these encouraging things that we are hearing today, brothers and sisters, because these things is what keep our mind upon Jesus. And that's what Jesus is there. Just look up, the Bible says, and know that our Redeemer draw nigh. Oh, and as for Sister Leola, I just pray that the Lord continually to help and strengthen us each and every day. So, Sister Power, I'm so thankful for you on the prayer line, that you have the faith and you also have such encouraging for us younger people. So thank you so much. And brothers and sisters, we just want to say this again. We welcome you on Advent Light Ministry. We have a little change on the prayer line, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to press 1. And also, we are asking everybody to be involved and to share, testify, tell what God has done for you, because that's one thing that someone else may hear, that goodness from God, and he's going to get the glory because that person, someone on the prayer line, may hear your testimony, and they may also share based on what they've heard you have said. So thank you once again, and we ask in our brothers and sisters, as you have pressed 1, we will open your line, and we will continue to open this line here at 985-232. We will open your line, and your line is open. You can give
Good
us
evening.
Your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us. Many didn't make it. So I thank God every day I get up because, I had times where, I wasn't even supposed to be here today. I was told, doctor told me that I didn't do many surgeries and stayed on a lot of medication. I started off with like maybe 68 to 70 pills when I got out the hospital. I take that back. It was more than that because just a certain antibiotics, it was like in a pack. It was like 58 because I had poison in the system from the ulcer and the small intestine that burst. And that was a pack of 58 by itself. Then I had about 20 prescriptions along with that. So I had to take all these pills in one day, all through the day, four times a day, and function to live because my system was poisoned, and it had been poisoned for some time. You have so many testimonies, I'll never forget them. So many I have to tell. And you know, and I couldn't stand up because my head was so light and was hurting me so bad because I was living off of someone else's blood. And sometimes I still feel like I'm living off someone else's blood because I had none left but a tap. And sometimes my head gets so it hurts so bad, feel like I got a 18-wheeler rolling over. All I could do is just lay it down and pray to God it passed. Because, you know, I have medicine for it, but it takes its own toll. And, you know, living in the house where I'm at now with this somebody's mold, we cleaned it, but it's still in here. It's set in the air and all ducts and stuff, which they're trying to hurry and find me somewhere to go. And they're short of places where I live. And my sinus is bleeding. I told a doctor, he told me to clean it with some saline. And he said, as long as it don't bleed too much. And I know that's just getting so heavy and stuff because I have a chronic sinus and I'm inhaling different stuff in here. And, you know, when I go outside, I feel different. The only thing is the sun. I can't take too much of it because it's just, I'm like, I'm going to pass out in the sun. So I got to weigh my options in different places. And it's so hard to adjust, but I just do both. I just try to go out, put a big hat on, come back, and just try to weigh it out so it could get some relief. So I just thank God anyway for me being the land of the living. And I can make my own adjustment and, you know, and pray and smile and just act like it's nothing there, even though I got this 18-wheeler load of sickness, you know, that's chronic. It's been here so long, but I overcome it because I don't let it take over me. I overcome it through the Lord. So I want to read this prayer. Dear God, no one can compare your greatness. There is no one, not a single being in the universe that can try to stand up to you. In all things I have read, seen, and heard of your greatness, O Lord, I know that there is no such more to your greatest we are yet to know. I pray that all the earth will come to knowledge of your greatness, O God, and that we will all come to worship you and give you the praise that is truly due to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. What a beautiful encouragement the Lord give us. And this is what we do on Advent Light. It'd be a lot of encouragement, a lot of love, a lot of hymns, a lot of beautiful voices lifting up. And this is what we do, one for another. We pray and we ask, and which I'm asking the Lord to strengthen and lift all us up on Advent Light, send us some ultimate blessings and just keep us moving and lifting his name up and praising his name. So I don't want to take up too much, but Brother John is he cooked today, so he's sleeping. He got up and cooked, so he's not up right now. So I just thank God that I was going to be the one to give a lot of input. So I just thank God for everything. God bless. And God bless all my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. You just missed Sister Powell. Just talked about was speaking about pain and the pain that so many people going through. All these things she just was speaking that we go through. And it's so much more. She talked about the persecution. All these things we're going to go through as we live in this world. So you know, as we continue to pray for you and your family, trust God. That's all we can do. Trust Him, pray. Trust Him, pray. And eat healthy the best you can. And God will take care of the rest. So we just want to thank you for coming on and sharing on the prayer line. And we welcome you. We welcome everyone on the prayer line to share their testimonies, to their songs, the scripture reading. And now we having a little change right now, how the host would like to ask brothers and sisters to we have a time span now, brothers and sisters, that allows for brothers and sisters to take about 3 minutes. We would like for our brothers and sisters to give, if you're going to give your testimony, you can give your testimony, or you can give your reading, you know, and that's when we have the house full. When the house full, God wants us to have order. So the order that Advent Light's trying to bring now, we are trying to help brothers and sisters, and we're asking brothers and sisters to please understand, and as the order of God is presented. So we just thank you very much for being patient and also for coming on to share, because without you, it's no prayer line. So we need everyone, and we want everyone. Sister Brenda, I wanted to call you, and I'm thanking God that you came on and you share, because that's how we all be involved, by sharing or singing or doing something that God want us to do on the prayer line to be an example. Amen. So we thank you, brothers and sisters. We're going to go to the next caller, and we open the next line, which is 423-635. Your line is open. Amen. Your line is open. You can give your name and where you call it from.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola. Hope you can hear me well. This is Sister Carla calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for waking me up this morning, thanking Him for His goodness and His mercy, and I just want to read this paragraph from Christ's Object Lesson, paragraph 375.1. It says, as God called Daniel to witness in Babylon in the world today, in the smallest as well as the largest, a sphere of life, He desires us to reveal to men the principles of His kingdom. Thank you, I'm just thanking the Lord for the opportunity. I'm sorry, I'm just getting the feedback. I don't know if you're hearing it too. But I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to witness to them in my job with my client, and to witness to them even in the health or vegetable, not together, because fruits and vegetables, but today I give them some salad. I just thank the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful work in His children. As we go into the home or into the community or within our family, that we are able to witness to those around us. So, again, please keep me in prayer, my children in prayer, that God will work everything out according to His will. Thank you again, Sister Leola.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming on and sharing with us. And, yes, that you are continuing to do the work of God, and what a blessing. So we're going to go to the next caller. As we are on time, brothers and sisters. Quite a few have spoken already. And you see how things are working so smoothly. We're going to be able to go into prayer. because you know what? We should be in more prayer, spending more time in prayer. So we're going to open the next line for 840-238. Your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Can you hear me? I can hear you now.
Hello? Okay. Okay. Yes. I noticed Sister Brenda was talking about the mold and whatnot and that she was having trouble breathing within her house. I would just wanted her to know that if she could get someone to go to Walmart for her in the section where they sell irons or that you iron clothes with, the ironing board and one thing another, and they have cedar there also. There are little containers that you can hang within your home, and what it does is they absorb the moisture that is within the home that causes mold, and it also quiet down some of the mold so it's not quite as bad.
Amen.
So I just want,
amen.
Yeah, I just want to know that might help her breathing some.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Sister Katie, for that tip. Because, yes, sisters and brothers, I use that cedar you can hang in the closet and just put up different places. So, go ahead.
These are they look like little small buckets inside you can hang those up or you can keep it inside of the plastic container. They also have some that are made like plastic bags, but those aren't cedar. They it has some kind of material in it that absorbs the moisture from the air. And she could use those all throughout the house as well in different areas of the house.
Amen. I do believe, I remember when she left Baton Rouge, she had bought a bunch of those, but she did not have the cedar. So that cedar would give her something to add to what she already had. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be cedar. It doesn't have to be cedar. I think cedar mainly for the scent, but these are some kind of little small containers. They are found in the Walmart right beside the cedar chips, and they're in all orange and white plastic. I forgot the name of them. So sorry, I didn't write down the name of it when I last saw them. But anyway, she can send someone in there, and they would definitely see it because they are in there all the time. It's
okay.
Right in the section where the ironing boards and all kind of laundry stuff that in that.
Amen. And you have prayer requests?
Yes. Of course, I know you all are keeping me in prayer, and that's a wonderful thing because I'm going to tell you, it helps. Prayer works. God hears every prayer, and they work because he's answered my prayer. And right now, I'm not feeling any pain in that area that they wanted to take out in the hospital. The swelling in that area is gone. I'm coming along. I'm feeling pretty good now. So that's a blessing. And but continue to keep me in prayer as I try to deal with my, trying to get my intestines and everything back into proper working function. Me in prayer, and please keep my son, Dominique, in prayer, and because he's going through some things, and also my kids, my grandkids, and their mother, because she has been going through a lot as well. And her name is Autumn.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Katie. And, yes, that all will be lifted up in prayer. And we're just going to begin prayer because, sisters and brothers, the order that God has for us now is to keep everything. But we just have one more caller, and we're going to open this line. Amen. Thank you once again, Sister Katie, as we continue. So we're going to open this next line. Amen. You said something again, Sister Katie? Okay, we're going to go to the next line because we're getting close. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Beretta Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Miola, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola. My prayer request, Sister Miola, is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mom in prayer because my mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, please lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, don't forget to pray for Sister Shamika because Sister Shamika already moved. So lift her up in prayer. Pray for Sister Shamika and her family members. Lift up her family members to on the prayer line to Sister Miola because Sister Shamika needs a lot of prayer. She needs healing. And Sister Miola, and Sister Miola, she's a young person, she's a young lady, and she needs a lot of prayer. Lift her up in prayer because she already moved. Sister Miola. Lift her, Sister Shamika, because she already moved to Las Vegas. So lift her, Sister Shamika, in prayer. You know how you spell it, right? Sister Miola is S-H-E-M-I-C-A. Lift her up in prayer and pray for her family members and pray for her brothers and her sisters and pray for Sister Abby too. Lift her, Sister Abby, in prayer and pray for her brother too. Amen, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, please lift her, Sister Shamika's family in prayer. Amen. And lift her up in prayer too because Sister Miola, she used to come on the conference line with Sister Miola. No, with Sister Carla, no, with Sister Tamiko, with me, with Sister Stephanie, with Sister Power, but right now, Sister Miola, she used to come on the conference line, but right now, Sister Miola, the enemy's using her at the moment, so lift her up in prayer right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. We have heard the request from our brothers and sisters. And as the Lord says that we are to lift up our brothers and sisters in prayers and bring all their supplication to the Lord because he's the one here, everything. So if we have any other callers, we ask you to press 1. We got one more in your line. We ask you to press 1 so we can begin our prayers. Amen. If anyone else like to share, we ask you to press 1. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to welcome you again because many others have joined the line. So welcome to Advent Light Ministry. And we are happy to have everyone on this prayer line joining together to worship our Father. So but we're going to stop there and we're going to open this line for our next caller. Amen. 240-988. Your line is open. Amen.
Hi. Howdy do, beloved. This is Sister Steffi. I just want to give God. I just came on. I'm sorry. So this is praise report or testimony or something?
You can share.
Or prayer report.
Just share. Yeah. You can still share.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just wanted to thank God, you know, for the opportunity to be on this line. I know that, you know, there's so much power and so much I'm even dumbfounded. There's just so the opportunity to be able to know that there's a line that you can come and you can bring your praise reports, you can bring your testimony, you can encourage each other, one another. We can learn, we can study together. It is just such a blessing. I know for me, I know that, you know, because I have people praying on my behalf, right, I'm able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. I'm able to withstand all of these craziness that are going on, the privilege of prayer. So I'm asking you, as I said, I've shared with you all before that I'm, you know, taking some classes, and it's really, really, I mean, it's a lot. And so I pray, I ask you all to pray for me so that I'm able today all day. I was just, you know, basking in it to make sure that I'm completing it. My computer was acting up, and we know that that's the enemy, that's the devil. But I pray that you will continue to pray for me so that I, you know, God will give me the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge to be able to finish this and knock it out. I have about 2 weeks or something, less than 14 days or 15 days left for me to be able to submit all of them. And so I ask you to pray for strength. I ask you to pray for my daughter too as well, as there are scholarships that, you know, she is supposed to be submitting in the application again for, you know, some of them are renewable, but some of them you have to reapply. So I'm praying that you will pray for us so that she will be able to get that again as she did last year. And thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up my line and for allowing me to share just the goodness of God towards me and my family. I pray that for you too as well. And just the opportunity that we can have a line where we can come and pray and encourage one another and learn more is just such an awesome blessing.
Amen. So true, my sister. And it's such a blessing. You came on just in time to give God his praise. And you know what, Sister Stephanie, I'm going to ask you to do the first prayer, because we're going to get two prayers in here, because God, he wants to hear from us, and he wants us to send those prayers up. So we just thanking him so much for the blessing. But I have one more line that I need to open up, and we're going to start at 8 o'clock prayers. By God's grace, we want to get these prayers. You know, my sister, we have had quite a few. All have pressed 1 and request prayers and gave testimony. So we are grateful tonight. God is so good, my sister. So many things that God has done for us. I'm telling you, as Sister Stephanie right now. Sister Stephanie is here, joined with us on the board, and she brings so much to the prayer line. So we are grateful to have her. So brothers and sisters, like I say, this is Sister Stephanie, and she is with us. Her day is usually Thursday on Health Day. So she brings the message on Thursday, and we are grateful to have her. So we thanking God, and we're going to lift her and her class and her ministry up to the Lord. But we're going to go to this next caller. So thank you once again, Sister Stephanie. And I know God will work everything out for your class and your daughter situation, that she can get even better than what she had last year. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So the next caller is 272-770. Your line is open. And welcome again, sisters and brothers. This is Advent Light Ministry. You're welcome. And we have an order that we are going on now, and that we are asking our brothers and sisters for 3 minutes. You have like 3 minutes that you can give your testimony, a song. And Sister Tamika, if you can bring the song, but if you have something else, my sister, you can bring something else. I'm talking about either a song or your testimony, so whichever one you want to do. And then we're going to go into prayers, my brothers and sisters, because we want to give God the glory. We say that we want to go into prayer on time, so we're going to go into prayer on time. So, Sister Tamika, your line is open, and you can begin with your song or testimony, whatever you have. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leona, for opening my line. I'm Nico from Pennsylvania. God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters. And I have a song, I Must Tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, makes all my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allows me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world of victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. God bless you. And I do have a prayer request. I would like to lift up everyone on the prayer line this evening, all of my precious brothers and sisters, and I would like prayer also for my family, for my children, for my grandchildren, for my mom, and for my siblings. Special prayers for you, Sister Leola, and your family, for Sister Stephanie as well, and for Sister Powell. And I love you all, always and forever. God bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Love you.
Amen. I love you, too. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tamika. So, brothers and sisters, now we are on time. So I would like to open the line for Sister Stephanie. I would like to ask Sister Stephanie to give us the first prayer. And, Sister Stephanie, I have a list of prayers, but I won't give you all the prayers and give you some. As Sister Tamika, I'll give you the last. Sister Tamika asked for prayers. You heard that request. Her family, her grandchildren, her sons, all those. We're going to have someone else pray for you, Sister Stephanie. And you can also lift up Brother Eli and Brother Sister Brenda and Brother John. Sister Brenda, as Sister Powell was speaking earlier about pain, and Sister Brenda come on just to share how many pills she was on when she first started. She sounded like she said about 70-something pills she was on, and now she's down to about, I think, 20 or something like that. But anyway, she would like you to lift up in prayers as God continually to drop that number. And also pray for Advent Light Ministry. So we're going to stop there, and we're going to give the other prayers to the next person. Amen?
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much for that. If you are able to kneel, we're going to ask you to do that. If not, just bow your heads. And I've often said, if you're driving, please keep your eyes open on the road. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, as we heard the song, we must tell Jesus. And so, Lord, you heard all the concerns and you know all the issues of your beloved sons and daughters, your children on this line. We're coming to you knowing that you are the great I am. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. You are the beginning, the middle, and the end. And so we present to you, Sister Brenda, we know that you are the healer. You are the balm in Gilead. So as we heard that she was on so many different pills, so many different medications because of the ailments that she was experiencing, Lord, and you, because of you, that number has been reduced, Lord. But we know that you said that you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in good health. So we are pleading and we're begging you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Remove anything from her, Heavenly Father, that is not in line with you. And according to your will, we're asking you to make her whole. And we thank you in advance for what you are going to do on our behalf. And we thank you for what you have done already. We pray for Brother John. We know that you have given him test and testimony. He was on deathbed. But you send your angels to wake him up. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We present to you Sister Tainiko. Lord, you know everything about her children, Taiwan, Katie Ann, her grandchildren, Kalan and Kalana and Mason, Lord. We pray that you will allow your Holy Spirit to go by, that they could feel your presence. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to agitate the hearts of Taiwan so that he will be able to be troubled and surrender his life fully to you, Heavenly Father. We pray a covering over the grandchildren. You said out of the mouth of babes, Lord, so we pray that you will raise them up so that they can minister to their mom and their dad, Lord. They can allow your light to shine in that home, even right now, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Give them your protection, Lord, but give them your boldness so that they can remember all of the things that their grandmother, Sister Tainiko, instill in them, and they will be able to minister to their mom and their dad. We ask you, Lord, yes, for prayer, healing prayer, Lord, for Kiosha. Pour out your blessings on her, Heavenly Father, whatever she stand in need of. We ask you to grant it. We know she has some health issues. She has some job concern, Lord. We placed her at your hand and in your hand, knowing that you can do all things but fail, Lord. We lift up to you the two Tonys, Anthony and Tony, Lord, who are behind bars, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will allow them to use this opportunity to let others know that it is because of your grace, it is because of you why they were kept safe. We present to you all of the prisoners, Lord, and all of the individuals that are on the street, the homeless, Lord. We pray a special prayer for them. We ask you, Lord, to touch Brother Jarvis, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and give him, Lord, we're begging and we're pleading, give him that prodigal son experience so that he will go back to his first love, go back, come back to you, Heavenly Father. We're begging for favor, Lord. Lift up to you. We're asking you, Lord, and lifting up to you, Licola. We're lifting up to you, Heavenly Father, Amari, Lord, and Jarvis Jr., Lord. All of the children and the grandchildren, Lord, that is connected to this line, we are praying and asking you, Lord, that you will give them favor. But most importantly, Lord, you will allow them, Lord,
to fully seek and surrender themselves to you. We lift up to you, Heavenly Father, Brother Eli, Lord, one of your faithful servants. We know that he prays for his mother and Johari and James and Javal. Lord, we ask you to manifest yourself in that situation, Heavenly Father. Give Brother Eli your peace and your comfort that passeth all understanding. And we pray, Lord, that your light will continue to shine through him. We lift up to you everyone that is on this line, Lord. The silent prayer request, we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. You know the very number of hairs that are on the head of each and every person on this line. And so we pray and ask you, Lord, that you will bless them accordingly. But most importantly, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to blot out our sins. Cover us, Lord, in your blood. But don't blot our names out, Lord. Seal us and give us your strength. Bold us, Lord, with your mighty power so that we will be able to walk in your light and share your everlasting gospel. Forgive me, Lord, of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Lord, that will hinder this prayer as we are begging and pleading for a revival and a reformation, a double portion of the Holy Spirit. We present to you Sister Leola as well as the host, Lord. We ask you to continue to strengthen her, Lord. And Brother Ray, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to pour out your blessings on them, Heavenly Father. All the individuals that are connected with this line, Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen them, give them favor. Touch Sister Paula, healing. We're asking for healing. We're presenting our health to you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. And whatever I feel to ask, Lord, I am begging you, Lord, please do not fail to grant. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Stephanie, for praying for our family. Oh, we need it. So, Sister Stephanie, I will lift up the next prayers for our brothers and sisters. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for this prayer line. Thank you, Father, for our sisters and our brothers on this prayer line. You, Father, you said if we be lifted up, if you be lifted up, Lord, you would draw all men unto you. Heavenly Father, you say if we come together and be united, Father, you say we stand as one, Father. You said that we would be strong and not weak. So, Heavenly Father, we come together, Father, to stand united. And you say when we united, we will not be divided. So, Lord, we come to you, Father, united in your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, asking you for the Holy Spirit right now. Heavenly Father, as we call upon you, Lord, we asking you for your power, Lord, and that we can receive the blessing of your love, Lord, your word, that would fall afresh on us tonight, Lord Father. And Lord, now we lift up Sister Stephanie to you, a young woman that brings, Lord Father, hope and joy to your heart. Father, hope and joy to your people. Lord Father, she lift us up. She pray for us. She call us by name, Father, and we thank you for her faithfulness and her prayer for, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Stephanie and her mission that she loved you, Lord, to serve you and worship you, Lord. And she bring her brothers and sisters sincere at heart, Lord Father, lifting us up, sending us to you, Father, asking you to help strengthen us. So, Lord, I'm asking you, pleading you, Father, for her and her children, Kaja and Kaja, Lord Father. I'm asking that, Lord, that you pour your blessing over these youth and these young folks, Lord, that Cajun and Kaja would be that example out there for you, Lord. And, Lord, Father, a mother that have trained her children up to do what you asked them to do. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for that example that you showed in us through her mother. Oh, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for Sister Power in her ministry, Lord Father, as we lift up her daughter, Sister Stephanie, to you, Lord Father, we ask that you continue with her
in her ministry, in her life, Lord, in her school, Lord Father, in everything that she walked and talked, Jesus Christ, all in these doctor's office, Father. Oh, Father, we give you praise and honor and glory for the praise that she brings to this prayer line. And, Lord, Father, those things begin to touch us and begin to help us to want to do the same thing, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, thank you. It becomes like a contagious that we all begin to want to share. We want to pray for one another. We want to help one another in the ministry. Oh, Father, thank you. We thank you, Father, for the meeting, the blessing that we had in the meeting today, Lord. And we also ask you, Lord, Father, blessing up on this prayer line, blessing to our chair that became chair today. We chose him all together. The Bible say, whatever we bind here on earth, he will bind it. And whatever we loose here, he will loose it. So, Lord, we bind it in the name of Jesus in heaven. We bind it in the name of Jesus in heaven that Brother Rick is going to be the chair here for us because he have the heart and he have the mind of God to do the right thing. So, Father, I'm asking you to bless him and strengthen him, Lord, in every area of his life. Lord, Father, I'm asking that you lead and guide him and protect him, Father, and bless his finance. Bless the finance that he even have for Advent Light Ministry, Lord, and that our heart would be given. And just like the Bible says, let us press on and be able to give to the prayer line, which God would bless in helping this ministry. When there's a need for something, Lord, it is there. So thank you, Heavenly Sister Stephanie, input that she brought forth. Oh, Father, we thank you for this meeting. Now, Lord, we go and we lift up Brother Rick and his family to you, Father, asking that you would touch him, Lord, and touch, and he is the light for his family. And as he continually to work his salvation out, Lord, and Father, and being the example to his family, Lord, you will bless him and you would increase him in everything that he do and what he need. Oh, Father, thank you so much. We ask you to bless his wife. We ask that you help his wife to see that her husband is the priest of the home and he's leading and he's a perfect in Christ, leading and doing things according to God's will. Lord, he asked you to make him perfect, to keep him perfect, Lord Father. So we see some perfectness in Brother Rick. Lord, he's not boasting, but I am saying that I see some perfection in him. So, Lord, I'm thanking you for seeing honesty and goodness in him. So, Lord, as I lift him up to you, Lord, I'm asking that you continue to bless him and keep him. Lord, he's been been treasure of this prayer line for 9 years. And, Father, it's been nothing but blessing that he have brought to this prayer line. So we thank you. And we saw enough in that, Lord, to make him chair. So, Lord, we have bound that here. And, Lord, I know you have also. So thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we also lift up Sister Katie and her request. Father, she requested for the blessing of her health and to pray for her son, her daughter, and her grandchildren, Lord. Father, as you do this, Father, we ask him that you look upon each and every one, Lord, and, Lord, help them to know that it is God that choose to bless or to curse. But, Lord, you say, if thou will keep thy commandments and do what is right, God say, would I not bless you? Oh, Father, thank you tonight for your blessing. So, Lord, Father, help them. Help them to open their eyes that they may know that God is a God to bless
and not to curse. He said he choose to bless you. So, Father, thank you. And Heavenly Father, I lift up Sister Carla to you, Father, and a daughter, Father, asking that you be with her, Father, on her, Father, blessing her hand and whatever she do on her property, blessing her property to increase, Lord, asking you, Father, to help her to get all the wisdom and knowledge from you, Lord, as she are trusting in you and asking you for everything that she needs. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving us safe traveling mercy up and down the hills and the mountain of Tennessee, Lord. Thank you, Lord, being with her in the homes of a patient. So thank you, Father, for protecting her and giving her the wisdom. And now, Lord, I'm asking you to bring her children. They will be flying in, Father. And as they fly in, Father, you know a mother, how a mother is praying. I know she's praying for her children, Lord, to have safe traveling mercy. And, Lord, that you provide for those tickets that they will fly in. And when they get here, Lord, let them see that is Jesus is residing there, and that they will need him now, that they will want to say, I need this, and I will want to stay with this. So, Father, I'm asking you to bless our children as they set foot on the land and be blessed with their mother. So allow them to see these blessings and that they may want to be there with her, and that these citizens, these states, that we want to come out. So, Father, bless. We asking you to pour out your blessing upon them. Keep them, Father. Protect them, and that she may see them here safely in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to bless Brother O'Neill, Lord, Father, asking that you bless his ministry also. Lord, as he go from place to place ministering about you and asking and bringing these books and talking to people, Lord, even giving them missionary help talks and all these things. Lord, Father, no one but you knows, and which you instilled in him to tell these people, Lord, Father, may your blessing be upon them that they may be healed. And you said, with your stripes, we are healed. So, Father, we thank you tonight for your stripes, and we don't take advantage and not be slack in our ways to thank you and to just be grateful for what you have done for us. So thank you, Father, as I lift up Brother O'Neill. I'm asking that you also bless him tonight as he bring this word. Lord, as he speaks, give him wisdom and understanding that he may speak the words in our ears, Lord, and that the Holy Spirit will guide him and lead him and help him, Father, to do all things. And Heavenly Father, I also lift up Sister Power, Lord. Lord, a mother on the prayer line. And Lord, as you have given her the years, the blessings, the years to bless her and to be able to teach the younger women, myself and all others, oh, Father, I'm grateful to have someone here to be able to teach me and give me more wisdom. Father, thank you for what you're doing with your people. Now, Lord, I know I was supposed to pray for someone else, lift someone else up. But, Lord, I think I lift Sister Katie, Sister, everything. I think everything been lifted up. So, Lord, we give you thanks on this prayer line as the word will go forth. And we ask him all this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, sisters and brothers. Let us begin and open the line because look like I'm past my time. Amen. So let us open the line for Brother O'Neill. Amen. Let us open the line. Yes, he has pressed one. So we just want to give God thanks for his word tonight. Amen. Brother O'Neill, your line is open. I went over my time. So your line is open. Amen.
Blessing, good night, everyone. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for praying. And thank you for praying, Sister Leola as well, and thanks to everyone who are joining tonight on the line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line, and I want to thank God for this ministry, Advent Light, and of the ministry that I've been connected with from September 2016. I remember the first camp meeting that we went was in Rhode Island. That's where I met a lot of you guys, and I want to thank God. And we went to many places after that, twice to the William Miller Farm, and it's a blessing. And thank God for this ministry, because we all praying for each other, we all encourage each other, and we stick together as family, because the family that is here on earth will be the family in heaven, because once we are connected to Jesus Christ, we are the part of the family of God. Let us pray as we consider Job chapter 4. We're going to consider that chapter tonight. Job chapter 4, a chapter that I've been looking into for the past 3 weeks, that I've been unloading a lot of stuff in that passage of scripture to me. In spite of what is going on in this world, somebody has to know that only God alone will be victorious. The devil might seem as if he's gaining the momentum, but there are two mysteries at work right now, the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. And what God wants to do is form his image inside of every human being. Christ in you, at Colossians 1:16, says, is the hope of glory. And that is the mystery that is baffling the enemy, because Christ coming into us, we can be one with Christ, and we can be righteous and holy people through Christ. Kind of an eternal Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for the prayers that has been uttered. Father, you know the hearts of your people. You know their cry. You know their desire. You know their love one for another, O God. Father, our human our desire to sit in heavenly places with you, Lord. And that process has to start with us now. You have to be loving, kind, one towards another. You have to be like you in words, in thoughts, in deeds, and in action. Forgive us, Lord, of ways that we have sinned and come short of your glory. Be merciful unto us, O God. Help us to be united in thee, Jesus. We need a baptism of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, more and more day by day, Lord, so that one of our fierce enemies self will die and Christ will reign supreme in our lives. Father, as we consider these words, O Lord, I ask for divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give your people receptive heart, O Lord. Pray that your word will go forth and accomplish what it will. In your name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. In Job chapter 4, we see from verse 1, Eliphaz the Theramite answered and said, If we are saved to commune with thee, will thou be grieved? And who can withhold him from speaking? Verse 3. Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast straightened the weak hands. So, if we want to put a topic to this message, we would say, what is man? Because the scripture in Job chapter 4 will declare that man on his own is nothing. And we are all dependent on God. We are not independent without God. We see what happened in heaven. Lucifer tried to be independent without God. And now he's facing eternal death to come back. The path of probation was opened up for him. But he rejected that path. And he said, I will form my own government, because the government of God is not just the government of God. Or the law of God cannot be obeyed. And it cannot be kept. And he have influenced 1/3 of the angels to sympathize with him. And even the holy angels were pleading to them and to Lucifer to change their stand. But they hold on. As the Bible said, there were found no more place in them, for them in heaven. And old Jagan, the serpent, the devil, was cast out, and his angels with him, his followers, his sympathizers. And we see his role on earth. Man was warned of his subtlety, and they'll expect him always to come as an angel of light. But he went and used the serpent, one of the most beautiful creature on earth that God has created. The serpent was gold of gold, and he repeats in prophecy, it tells you. And he was a glittering. He was had wings, and he fly, and he used him as a medium. And we know that the devil doesn't work as on his own. He always uses medium to get through us. He used the media, he used the television, he used people. Anything that he can use to get to us, that's what he does. I continue. Verse 4. Thy words have I uphold him that was falling, and thou hast threatened the feeble knees. But now it is come unto thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear? But then verse 6. Thy hope and the uprightness of thy ways. Verse 7. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perish, being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. So Job is saying that those that sow wickedness, those that plow, he's making us understand some agricultural object lesson here, a parable like. The object lesson with gardening. First, you have to till the soil. You have to plow the ground. You have to plow the ground before you sow. So when you plow the ground, then, so he says, even as I've seen as they plow iniquity, they plow the ground. So these people plow the ground, right? In other words, the heart, the folly grounds of your heart, as the Bible says, right? So they plow the iniquity. And so it what? Wickedness. So what is going on in the world? They have already plowed the ground. And they have what? Sown. They have sowed wickedness. So over the past few years, we have seen so much wickedness in the world. It become more prominent. And one of the big objects that they say is for the common good. But it's for the common evil. Where were the righteous cut off? He says, and reap the same. So those that sow wickedness reap the same. God is not mocked. In Galatians, whatsoever a man sow, Galatians 6, whatsoever a man sow shall he reap. David now, in Psalms, the second chapter, Psalms chapter 2, he said in verse 1, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Carefully, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take what? Counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Listen what God does now in verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. We see how the wicked are operating under the influence of the devil. to break down liberty of conscience. God has made man able to make decision on their own. He has made them with the freedom of choice. But with the freedom of choice, that must follow. Principle that bring life and principle that bring death. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. We get paid when we work. We get our wages. So sin has a wage, and it gives death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I continue. Verse 9. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostril they are consumed. By the breath of what? His nostril they are consumed. When God pulled the plug, his breath of life that he put into man, it's over. So don't care how much many might think that they're in charge of their own lives and they can do whatever they want to do. And many think that the wicked, in their boldness and their arrogance, are going to last forever. But he says, by the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostril they are consumed. I read from verse 13 as we continue. He says, in thoughts from the vision, here's this one, carefully, I want you to listen carefully. I'm at Job chapter 4, at verse 13. He says, in the thoughts from the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then the spirit passed before my face, and the ear of my flesh stood up. Still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? David says as well, Psalms 8, verse 4. We can go to verse 3 and 4. What is man? Verse 3. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which as thou ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? So what is man? God created man, as Genesis tells us, in his own image and in his own likeness. But we know when Adam and Eve chose, they'll go against the principle of heaven by the deception of the devil. Man fall. Plan of redemption was already in place. That was set up. And God has used that plan to bring back man in harmony with God. So it says, verse 18, behold, he had put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less is them that dwelleth in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, crushed before the mat. They are destroyed from morning to evening, and they perish forever without any regard in it. Do not their excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom. you heard about many who are planning to change how human beings behave through technology. And one of the plans by the Great Reset is also to reset the human function, how human beings think. And one of the person that is behind it is Klaus Schwab, person that holds the reign of the World Economic Summit, and his advisor who is married to a man who's all over speaking. And one of his latest comments is that it's a myth that Jesus Christ came and was crucified. And he said that men, human beings, are hackable animals in his arrogance. And now we usually have surveillance through technology by using it computerized and using camera systems. But now we have surveillance under the skin. So now we can know what's going on inside of your mind. We can tell sickness is affecting you. And this has been a plan for many years that they have been researching. That's why Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, is what he says. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, from verse 28, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Lo, this only have I found, that God had made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. God made man what? But they have what? Sought out many inventions. Because men think that they are in charge of their own life. And men think that they can solve the issues that is affecting humanity. And the only person that can solve the issue that is affecting humanity is Jesus Christ. We have to put our trust and confidence in him, because it is not in man, as David says, to order his death. We have no knowledge. We have no wisdom to do all of that. We have to look to God. I'm going to read a quote here. Mind, character, and personality. One, mind, character, and personality, 42.1. And it's also in manuscript 167, 1897. He said, new avoid tests of human invention. New and strange things will continue to arise to lead God's people into false excitement. Religious revivals, curious development, but our people should not be subject to any test of human invention that will create controversy in any line. Paragraph 2. Beware of new, wonderful so-called advanced light. My soul is much burdened, for I know what is before us. Every conceivable deception will be brought to bear upon those who have not a daily living connection with God. What? He says what? Every conceivable deception will be brought to bear upon those who have not a daily living connection with God. Satan's angels are wise to do evil, and they will create that which some will claim to be advanced light and will proclaim it as new and wonderful, yet while in some respect the message may be true, it will be mingled with human inventions and will teach for doctrine the commandments of men. If there was ever a time when we should watch and pray in real earnest, it is now, using many mediums to get us on the path of rejecting the things of God. And he's leading the mass into that way so that they cannot understand the things God wants them to understand. In Romans, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says in verse 4, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the enemy's ultimate goal is to blind the eyes of mankind, both in the world and in the church, so that they will not understand the things of God. We're in a warfare right now. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So right now we have to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. As the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. But rather reprove them. We see all these inventions created under the caption, the New World Order. Many think that things gonna be better. But as long as this world lasts, we will see more evil. Just the other day in El Salvador, there was an emergency. In just one day, there were over 52 persons murdered. Then the following day, we have 20 plus persons. That's the worst atrocity. And it wasn't a war. It was crime, violence. Worse atrocity. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel 7, verse 23, they shall seek peace and find none, but the land shall be full of what? Bloody crime. The Spirit of God, as Genesis chapter 6, God said, my spirit don't always strive with man. God's spirit is being gradually withdrawn from the earth because men are rejecting. We see the world in Revelation chapter 13, the process has been started and the whole world is wandering after the beast. Says in verse 12 of Revelation chapter 13, and he exercised all the powers of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. So we see the image of the beast is being healed. And also, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. False healing is going to take place. And the whole world is wandering after the beast right now, because everybody in this world is agreeing with the new normal. And those who stand up for liberty of conscience are being eroded. Many have been killed, many have lost their jobs because they stand up for what they believe. But I want to remind us, as I close, as Job, in Job chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, shall mortal man be more than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servant, and his angel he charged with folly. Or much less in them that dwelleth in the house of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the mud. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever with any regard it. Let not their excellence which is in them go away. They die even without wisdom. So despite of all the evil that we see taking place in this world, only one triumphant is Jesus Christ. As I share my final scripture in Hebrews, I want us to consider, let not our hearts be troubled by all these things that we see taking place. Because he that will come shall come. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Wherefore see we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And of the sin that beset Israel of old, for the sin of unbelief, and has the same thing affecting the people of God in the closing scene of earth history. We don't trust God as we ought to. We pray, but we need to have the prayer of faith, as Jacob recognized his prayer was deliverance from Esau. Many are praying for deliverance from the mark of the beast. God showed him to correct his prayer. And he recognized that he was his own enemy for deliverance from himself. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is still on the throne. So let us come boldly, as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, to the throne of grace, to find help in time of need. And if ever a time, we need to be closer connected to God, is now. Crisis is on the horizon. We heard a lot of echoing that there are going to be famine on the land. We see what is going on. Many countries so that they can feed their own people. You see the war that is going on. Wheat and all these stuff are becoming scarce. But we know that is the ultimate goal of the enemy, to weaken the nations of the world so that he can implement his system that Daniel told us about in Daniel 12. But at that time, Michael shall stand up. Now, all of us as people of God, we have an opportunity to vindicate the cause of God by allowing Christ to perform within us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Any one of us here can be used by God. Any one of us can have the seal of God in our lives. All we have to do, let go and let God. Let us pray. General God and our Father, truly thank you for your love towards us. We're not deserving of it. It's many times. We allow fear to loosen our faith. We allow the trials and the turmoil of this life make us lose hold on you. We see the situation of Elijah. He done a marvelous work on Mount Carmel. And then when the trials came, we forget that you have done so mighty works, and Mark Carmel can do mighty works in his life. We see the situation where Job is outlining to us that mortal man can never be just and their maker. So in spite of the prompts and the pride of men, and all that they are doing, we see so many lives have been lost. Millions of lives have been lost because of greed, because of men's invention. As Solomon said, God had made man upright, but they have sought it. Many inventions, not for the betterment of humanity, but for greed and for wealth. And we see that because of the love of money, the root of all evil. And we know that wealth will soon be nothing. Wealth that we need in our lives, Jesus. Bless each and everyone on the line, every family represented. Strengthen our faith, O God. Help us to be more like you, Lord. Not just in words, but in life. Have your own sweet way with us. Grant us a good night rest, O Lord. Protect every homes, Lord. With those who are homeless, Lord. Those who feel hopeless, O God. Jesus, name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you, Brother O'Neill, for bringing us the message. Having this joy in the Lord. And I just want to share with my brothers and sisters from Philippians. It says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And he also says, in verses 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both will and to do of his good pleasure. And he says, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. And one more scripture. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Strengthen us. And brothers and sisters, as Brother O'Neill have brought us this word, that we see the things that are going on in this world, but we are not of this world, but we are to be fellowship with brothers and sisters and gaining that strength of God, and that we can be like him. And by God's grace, we don't want to have no part of the world, but we must live in it, but don't have no part of it. the destruction that's going on. So, Brother O'Neill, the message that you have given to us, it is by God's grace, and we all appreciate God's word. So God bless you, and brothers and sisters, may God be with us as we depart from one another and keep you, and by God's grace, we're going to be on the prayer line. Well, Brother Richardson have the line tomorrow night, and if you'd like to join, I never have the number ready, but you can give Sister Leola a call if you want it. Amen. So thank you once again. God bless, and everyone have a good night rest. Thank you once again, Brother O'Neill, and the word of God was good. Amen. So we're going to just play a song, All to Jesus I Surrender. Amen. Good night, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to update that song. I'm hoping everyone can hear it pretty good. Amen.